This is a journey to the past that begins right around the corner. A real American hometown. Great speckled bird. Whatever you want, there's never enough. This is the lesson found at every crossroads. It accompanies each journey, no matter which road is taken. All roads have costs and rewards. Each has its own currency. Along the road chosen by America to guide it through the 20th century, the currency is consumer goods, productivity translated into material gain, easily measured and understood. The popular choice, after all. Difficult to say what currency might have been used along the road not taken, since it was never actually spent. How would the expanded amounts of personal time translate into everyday lives or social policy? Easier to calculate it from what did not survive rather than what did. By the mid-1930s, with the Depression making society's choices more absolute, there would be a clear rejection of certain available resources, a rejection of various methods of education and entertainment made less imperative or less sophisticated by the promise of new media. By 1926, tent Chautauquas have begun to feel displaced. The premise of their relationship with rural America is simple. We will travel to your small town once a year to show you what you will not see otherwise. Stay home during our visit, and you risk being excluded from these amazing discoveries. With the rapid development of broadcast and film technologies, this logic has suddenly been inverted. Now, a radio in Black Hawk or Sealyville can simultaneously receive the same broadcast as Chicago. Rural residents no longer have to travel miles to Merrim Bluff to see the wide wonders of the world, even when those wonders are found around them every day. Much of the programming at Merrim Bluff Chautauqua features Impressionists. Impressionists are most effective with an audience that's familiar with the original source. Therefore, McCormick and Bronte, a bird warbler, imitator, and his dog, the Elma B. Smith Company, imitators of birds and children, Jesse Ray Taylor, male impersonator, Frederick D. Martin, female impersonator, and Sidney Landon, impersonator of Mark Twain and Edgar Allan Poe, are all interacting with a highly discerning audience, one that's completely absorbed by impressions of singing birds, average folks, and great literary figures. For a moment, imagine what it would take for people on both sides of the stage to become that informed. Hometown is made possible through a grant from the Holly and Anna Oakley Foundation of Terre Haute, Indiana. Additional support has been provided by Sony Manufacturing. Now you can access previous episodes and visual images from Hometown at our website, www.hometown.indiana.edu.
Hometown with Tom Rosanowski is produced in the studios of WFIU, Bloomington, Indiana.